Welcome to A Brand New Day with BTS, a podcast dedicated to bringing you a day-by-day history and song discussion of the South Korean music group internationally known as BTS. In this episode, we talk about February 24th in BTS history and the song Begin from the Wings album, which was released in 2016. But first, BTS activity in the past week. This covers Saturday, February 15th to Friday, February 21st, 2025, Korean Standard Time. A reminder that I only cover BTS member activity specifically. If you want news about milestones or chart performance, I suggest following the Bangtan News on TikTok or YouTube. Jungkook posted a very lovely letter to Weverse, looking forward to discharge, imagining himself with ARMY again, and sending all his love. J-Hope replied to the letter, saying that Jungkook is all grown up now. Jin replied as well, saying JK will be busier than even Jin was once he returns. JK replied to both with his usual response of mispronouncing their names cutely. J-Hope has been busy filming things and getting ready for his tour. He did have time to celebrate his birthday a little, though. Jin posted on Weverse inviting J-Hope out for Jin's favorite meal for his birthday. But J-Hope's been so busy that he didn't see it until ARMY brought it to his attention during his birthday livestream. A wonderful gift to ARMY on J-Hope's birthday was the fact that Jimin called him during his birthday livestream, and Hobi put him on speakerphone. So, for the first time since his enlistment, we were able to hear Jimin's voice again. He called Jungkook over to the phone as well, since they share a dorm room in the military. Jimin reports that he's doing well and that he's bulked up and needs to start losing weight to get back to his usual dancer's physique. Jimin also reports that Jungkook is huge now. We were able to see Jungkook a little in December, and he did indeed look quite like a strong military man. Jimin, Jungkook, and Hobi concluded their call with lots of laughs and love yous, and then Hobi concluded the livestream alone. Earlier that day, the staff and Jin gave Hobi cake and flowers in the practice room. J-Hope posted a video of it on Instagram after the livestream. He also posted a couple of TikToks this week, one of him doing a little dance duet with a cartoon man, and the other a little birthday cake mirror selfie video in the practice room. Hobi also donated 20 million won towards a children's hospital on his birthday. It was also announced that J-Hope will be one of the headliners at Lollapalooza in Berlin on July 12th to 13th. Hobi is really bookending the military era with Lollapalooza performances spaced 3 years apart. The tour merch also went on sale on Weverse Shop this week. Hobi said in his livestream that he had a hand in designing it, and he did a great job. It's really cool and I want all of it, but have to save my pennies for the actual concert itself. Besides surprising J-Hope with cake and flowers and being active on Weverse to reply to Jungkook and wish happy birthday to Hobi, Jin was fairly quiet this week, so I'm sure he's busy working on something. We did get Jin in the form of Run Jin episode 22, though. It was Jin versus Jin as he learned indoor rock climbing and then played some games. RM checked in too. He's still counting down the days until discharge. He also recommended Gimme a Hug by Drake, and we found out that for some reason his Spotify is set to Japanese. I literally thought he was recommending a Japanese artist for a minute. RM also shouted out the team behind the instrumental soundtrack for his documentary Right People, Wrong Place, and shared a poem by Choi Baek-gyu called White Knight. And finally, on Friday, LV Bag by Don Dolliver featuring J-Hope was officially released. J-Hope shared a lot of promo on Instagram for the song and also posted a TikTok dance to it in front of the wall of LV bags he has in his closet. If Hobi ever gets tired of those bags, I hope he will consider donating them to me so I can pay my rent for the next 2 years. And that was BTS activity this week. This day in BTS history, February 24th. February 24th, 2013. It's pre-debut. I'm sure BTS are hard at work practicing. However, on this day, the only known activity is that they're having fun posting on their Twitter account. February 24th, 2014. BTS have a mini fan signing in Gangnam. V tweets selfies in the car with a sleeping JK. RM tweets about Run DMC being a pioneer of rap music and that it's an honor to cover one of their songs. Hobi tweets a photo with Suga and refers to them as soap. Jimin and Jungkook film a log, which you can find on Bangtan Subs with translations, or the original on Bangtan TV YouTube channel. In the log, they talk about school love affair comeback and about how JK tends to sleep in the living room of the dorm. because his alarm wakes everyone else up. Jim intends to sleep out there with him because he also likes to get up early. They sleep on blankets on the floor. February 24th, 2015. Suga tweets a selfie in his rider jacket that he just bought. This might be the one that eventually ends up belonging to Jimin. Jimin also tweets selfies and talks about concert tickets. RM is actually in Los Angeles at the moment on his own, so I'll also talk about February 24th in Pacific Standard Time. He's working with Warren G again. On this particular day, he films a log on Huntington Beach. He then tweets a selfie on the beach and a photo of himself in the outfit that he'll wear in the video for the song with Warren G, which will be called PDD. You can also see footage from this day in the video BTS in Naver Starcast, Rap Monster with Warren G. February 24th, 2016. V tweets photos of himself modeling. RM tweet recommends the song Let the Drummer Kick by Citizen Cope. Jimin tweets a video of Jungkook on an airplane from his camera roll. Jungkook tweets a selfie and so does J-Hope. February 24th, 2017. BTS are performing on Music Bank, promoting the album You Never Walk Alone. They also have a fan sign after the appearance. Spring Day wins first place that day, and as the encore celebration, BTS dances to Spring Day using Jin's choreography. You can watch it in the Bangtan Bomb video called BTS Spring Day 1 at Music Bank, featuring Spring Day New Dance by Jin. You can find it with translation on Bangtan Sub's YouTube channel. The boys are, of course, all active on Twitter, tweeting selfie videos and thanking ARMY for attending the show and the fan sign. February 24th, 2018. One of those rare days when I have absolutely no idea what they're doing. But the day before, J-Hope just finished filming the music video for Daydream. And like I've been saying the last few episodes, when it comes to early 2018, this was when BTS were going through a rough time mentally, after exhausting themselves in 2017. So they were a little quieter than usual, as they talked things over and recovered. February 24th, 2019. Sometime around here, but I'm not sure exactly when, BTS were filming the videos and doing the photo shoots for the merchandise for their fifth Muster Magic Shop concert. On this day in particular, we only know that they were active on Twitter. J-Hope tweets selfies in the car. Jin tweets a selfie with a Coke bottle with Idol and his likeness on it. Suga tweets a selfie with a Coke bottle that has the word run and a cartoon of him. RM and Jimin tweet a selfie with them wearing matching shirts. February 24th, 2020. BTS have their global press conference for Map of the Soul 7. Unfortunately, pandemic times are already here, and Korea has banned live audience. So it's just BTS in a big empty room with cameras. At the time, we didn't know that that would be the theme for the next 18 months at least. There were a few Bangtan bombs that were also filmed this day. In 2019, Bangtan TV finally started doing their own subs, so you don't have to go elsewhere anymore to get translations. The Bangtan bombs filmed at the Map of the Soul comeback press conference were called Seven Different Poses for Seven and Which Glasses Should RM Wear, as well as one called Jin's Selfie Time. Jin tweets the selfies that he tried to take, which you can watch in the Jin's Selfie Time Bangtan bomb. It's a well-loved video because it shows Jin trying to take a selfie and all the other members gluing themselves to his side to be included in the selfie, not allowing him to just take one on his own. Suga also tweets a selfie, likely when everyone else was bothering Jin. In the North American time zones, February 24th was when their appearance on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon aired. It's the amazing one where they interviewed in a subway car, went to a deli, and also performed on at Grand Central Station. February 24th, 2021. Jungkook tweets a mirror selfie with self-dyed blue hair, and Suga tweets a selfie that he took when filming the MTV Unplugged performance that recently aired. Likely around this time was when most of BTS were filming Run BTS episodes 143, Books, and 138 to 139, Table Tennis. Suga sat these ones out because he was still easing back into work after shoulder surgery. February 24th, 2022. BTS only recently got back from their vacations, or ended their COVID quarantines. They're also slowly gearing up for Chapter 2, so this is all to say that things are pretty quiet in the parts of the day that Army can see. The boys have also started making the transition from their group Twitter account being their main social media tool to their individual Instagram accounts. Shuga posts a nice photo of himself on Instagram, and J-Hope posts a mirror selfie in the practice room. February 24th, 2023. Jimin shares a track list for his FACE album, and there's a behind video for FACE posted on YouTube, which Jimin also shares. J-Hope cheers him on in the comments. RM shares Jimin's track list and circles the songs in which he has writing credits as well. RM travels to Milan, Italy for the Bottega Veneta fashion show. Suga posts photos from Suchita Episode 5. Hobi is named brand ambassador for Louis Vuitton and posts the heck out of the announcement in promo shoots. V posts about Episode 1 of Ginny's Kitchen, which is airing that day. J-Hope also posts about Ginny's Kitchen after it airs, including screenshots of the episode. Once RM arrives in Italy, he posts photos of the gifts waiting for him in his hotel room. February 24th, 2024. Everyone is enlisted, but the 95 liners are active during phone time. J-Hope shared the tracklist teasers for the Hope on the Street album. RM posts a photo of his military unit. And that was February 24th in BTS history. A few opaque days, or days that I only have rough guesses for, but also a few days where we know they're gearing up for something. And that feels like this year as well. After all, by this time next week, J-Hope will have officially started his world tour. Song discussion. Begin. A quick reminder first. I can't play the song in the podcast due to copyright rules on numerous podcast platforms. So pause and go listen if you need your memory refreshed, or use this section as an introduction and listen to the song afterwards on your favorite streaming platform. Begin is from the Wings album and is sung by Jungkook. It was written by RM, Tony Esterly, and David Quinones. I'm probably pronouncing that last name wrong. I apologize. The album Wings is described in BTS Lyrics Inside 2 Global Edition as portraying the conflicts and growth of a young man who faces temptation after going through the most beautiful moment in life. It was inspired by the iconic coming-of-age novel Damien by Hermann Hesse. The album title, Wings, contains the meaning of growth, which involves soaring even in difficult times. The album is also the first in which every member of BTS has a solo track that contains lyrics based on autobiographical stories. My own introduction to the album would be this. Released in October 2016, Wings remains an iconic album. Conceptually, the album borrows from Hermann Hesse's Bildungsroman, Damien, in its theme and visuals. But true to BTS, it's able to carry that in-depth world-building with deeply personal tracks reflecting BTS's own stories. As the first album to feature solo songs by each member, it remains a favorite among many ARMY to this day. The album and subsequent tour, which stretched from January to December 2017, catapulted BTS to a worldwide stage, positioning them for international stardom. There's no music video for Begin. There's a short film, but it's to do with the theme of Damien and the Bangtan universe, and not so much about the lyrical content of the song itself. I might someday do an episode about the Bangtan universe, but that's a pretty intimidating prospect, and I'm definitely not going to do it today. For now, I'll just say that the Bangtan universe is a storyline that runs through a few of their albums, in which the members play characters in a story about youth. JK's character's storyline is fairly tragic, but the one intersection of JK's character storyline and JK himself is a desire and need for his friends, the other members' characters, to look after and care for him. While there's no music video, there are performances. Jungkook performed this song throughout the Wings tour in 2017. He performs it on stage with backup dancers. The choreography is intense, with a lot of footwork. In my opinion, that's a characteristic unique to Jungkook's stage performances. The choreography that he favors always involves high endurance and a lot of footwork. The fact that Jungkook's vocals can stay stable during the performance is amazing and a testament to his talent, fitness, and probably also his youth during the tour. Since I'm not a choreographer, that's really the only insight that I can provide there. So let's get into the bones of the song, which is what I love blabbering about the most. I think it's helpful to view the solo tracks on Wings as an introduction to each member, but also recognize that that introduction is to their 2016 selves. I think there's a tendency in life to set people into stone, to name their personalities one way, and then hold them to that particular personality for the rest of their life, when that's simply not how human beings work. As you age and experience the world, you change in response to those experiences. So while we treat Begin as an introduction to Jungkook, we should keep in mind that the Jungkook that the song is introducing was 18 years old when the song was written. Due to Jungkook's young age at the time, and also the pressure of having older brothers who were already making names for themselves as fantastic lyricists, JK struggled to write the song himself and turned to RM to write it for him instead. RM took this task very seriously. He was writing a song that had to be from Jungkook's perspective and about Jungkook's life, but he obviously was not Jungkook. So what RM did was base the lyrics off of conversations that he had had with Jungkook over the years. One memorable conversation happened at the beginning of 2016 or the end of 2015, when Jungkook was only 18 years old. BTS had gotten together and were talking about what hardships they had as individuals. When they asked Jungkook if he had any hardships, he cried and explained that nothing was difficult for him. He came at a young age, signed a contract without knowing anything, sang and danced because it was what he wanted. But what pained him was seeing the other members being in pain, because they are who was helping him and living with him. RM explained in a VLive on October 20th, 2016, that when they heard that, they all started crying. JK has echoed the lyrics of Begin in interviews he has given subsequently about his experiences moving to Seoul at such a young age, most notably in the 2021 interview You Quiz on the Block. Begin ultimately is a love letter to the other BTS members from JK, but it's written by RM. To me, the fact that it's written by RM doesn't change the sincerity of the love letter, because it means that the amount of love that we feel in Begin is exactly the amount of love that RM feels from JK. To understand Begin, which is Jungkook's introduction, I think we have to understand Jungkook's origin story, as it were, and understand just how young he was when he moved to Seoul to join Big Hit Entertainment and ultimately BTS. A lot of introduction videos, interviews, and even the lyrics to this song quote the age of 15 as when Jungkook started his career. Introduction videos and interviews also mention that in 2011, Jungkook auditioned for Superstar K, and that's where he caught the attention of Big Hit. I feel like few people do the math on those numbers and come up with the reality. The age of 15 was his age in the Korean age system, which is always 1 to 2 years older than the more common international age system. Jungkook was actually only 13 years old when he auditioned for Superstar K, as in, he likely hadn't even started middle school yet. After he was eliminated from Superstar K, Big Hit and many other entertainment companies tried to recruit him. Jungkook looked up Big Hit and found the video that RM had done for his rap 17, which had been released in September 2010. JK thought that RM was so cool and handsome, and he developed an instant boy crush on him and fell in love with him. And those are his words, not mine, by the way. And so he decided to join Big Hit just to be at the same company as RM, even if he didn't end up on the same team. RM has remained a huge influence, and JK has said that he wants to always have RM as his leader in life. He moved into the dorm at 13 years old, suddenly finding himself the youngest person in a dorm with a rotating amount of trainees, but all of whom were older teenagers. Jin was the oldest at the company at 18, but he didn't move into the dorm until the following year when he was 19 and Jungkook was 14. Until then, Suga was the oldest, also at the age of 18, just 3 months younger than Jin. Even if he wasn't in the same dorm yet, and only joining them for practices, Jin still started looking after Jungkook, bringing him home to eat with his family often. While Jin had the benefit of being from a city close to Seoul, Jungkook had moved all the way from Busan, so his parents and older brother were quite literally on the other side of the country. Jin also used to drive him to school often throughout his middle school years. Jin was likely the only member at the time with both a driver's license and access to a car. JK has described himself as very shy when he first joined. The other members have mentioned that if you asked him to sing, he'd start crying. If you know current-day JK and his karaoke livestreams attended by millions, you'd already see a prime example of why we shouldn't set people's personalities in stone. Jungkook credits V for helping him overcome his shyness. V moved into the dorm only 3 months after Jungkook, and the two became fast friends. Lee was far more outgoing, and having a braver, more confident friend with him helped Jungkook find his own bravery and confidence. When Jimin joined the company in the spring of 2012, he was the same age as Lee, and they started going to school together, and I'd imagine he was quickly folded into the friendship between Lee and Jungkook as well. In Burn the Stage Episode 3, BTS also talked about the time that J-Hope tried to quit BTS before debut, and Jungkook held him and cried, and he ended up coming back. Jimin described J-Hope as the mother of the team back then, so I can imagine how upset JK would be to have that kind of energy leave the group. JK was 15 by the time they debuted, in international age. At that point, JK realized how small he was in the world and how he was the main vocalist of their team, while being the youngest in the entire industry at the time, and therefore feeling like the most inexperienced. To compensate for this, JK threw himself into practice, singing constantly in order to improve, to match, and to support the talents of his older brothers. Not only did he have the pressure of being the youngest idol in the industry, but he was also from a group that was from a small company and got little to no respect for their considerable talent as it was. In the 2019 Festa conversation, BTS talk about the change between young JK and current JK. Suga points out that Jungkook started all this before understanding himself, and that was a struggle for him. That back then, he was more of a child. When J-Hope suggests that now Jungkook has a bigger heart, and the others chime in that he's become more understanding and less selfish about his possessions, Suga corrects their phrasing and says that JK already had a big heart. It was the rest of BTS that didn't realize just how big it was back then. And for me, the song Begin is an introduction to this Jungkook, this young 15 to 18 year old, who is really still a child, the Jungkook who left home at the age of 13 and was basically adopted into a new family of six older brothers, who not only looked after him, but also allowed him to flourish as himself in an industry that was likely more interested in beating him down. BTS allowed him to be the person that he was, the kind of weird, shy kid with amazing artistic talents and a heart full of love that even they took a while to discover the depths of. The song itself is relatively simple lyrics, straightforward and easy to understand. RM didn't quote this one in layers of hidden meaning and clever wordplay. It's more a straight-from-the-heart, honest letter from Jungkook to his older brothers. The title of Begin refers to the chorus. The first two times it repeats, it has the words, "You make me begin," meaning that the BTS members are what has guided JK through the beginning of his career, the beginning of his understanding of himself and the world. The verse that sticks out the most, of course, is the one that came directly from the conversation that RM mentioned in the V-Live, when JK sings, "I feel like dying when my brother is sad. When my brother is in pain, it hurts more than when I'm in pain. Brother, let's cry, cry, let's just cry it off. I don't know much about sadness, but I'll just cry." But for me, the lyric that really sums up this whole song and the meaning behind it is the final chorus, where, instead of Jungkook singing, "You make me begin," he sings, "You made me again." To me, that's what BTS did for Jungkook. Jungkook was originally made and raised by artistically supportive parents in Busan for the first 13 and a half years of his life. And then he moved across the country and BTS made him again. As I mentioned at the beginning of the segment, it's important to remember that people change in this life, that these introductions are to the members as they were in 2016. Jungkook in Busan in 2010 is different than the Jungkook in Seoul in 2011 and 2012. And the people who were influencing in making that Jungkook, the Jungkook that debuted in BTS in 2013, that we've all come to know and love, were the BTS members. Jungkook has echoed this in several pieces of media as well. In Burn the Stage, Jungkook described himself as a manifestation of the six other members of BTS coming together. When Jungkook was on Suchita episode 15, he told Suga that he was lucky to meet such good people, that he's a quick learner, and if he had been placed with a different team, people who weren't of good character, he could have easily become a bad person without ever knowing it was wrong. Suga, of course, argues, and I would too. After all, it was also Jungkook who recognized RM as someone worth being close to, as in Jungkook himself recognized a good influence and took steps to become closer to that influence, rather than being a completely blank slate without his own will, just riding the tides of life wherever they took him. But I also don't think he's completely wrong. At such a young age, if he'd gotten to Seoul and the team had been different, I'm sure, much like any other teenager desperately wanting to fit in while surrounded by strangers, he would have tried to fit in with whatever crowd he needed to in order to survive. And if it had been a bad crowd, that would have turned out disastrous for both the content of his character and his own happiness. So, in my opinion, Begin is a love song to JK's second set of parents, which happens to be six boys who aren't really that much older than him, but take being good older brothers very, very seriously. The type of older brothers who see a really young kid with big eyes, who barely talks and cries when asked to sing in front of people, and instead of ridiculing him or ignoring him, they looked after him, taught him, influenced him by their example, and in so doing, they made him into the Jungkook we see on stage, dancing and singing in front of thousands of people. The Jungkook who is able to show his big heart and its capacity for understanding and love. As always, if you have thoughts about the song, please reach out. And now it's time to spin the figurative wheel of random songs and see what song I'm talking about next week. And the winner is Winter Bear by V. Cool. We'll be sticking with the vocal line, but moving on to our favorite jazz and R&B singer. If you'd like to discuss this episode, today's song, or have a say in what song gets selected for discussion in the future, you can find me over at Patreon at A Brand New Day Pod. You can also email me at abrandnewdaypod@gmail.com or find me on Blue Sky under A Brand New Day Pod. Thanks. Have a good rest of your day.